But first this morning, do want to just dig into those ADP numbers a little bit more here. That 301,000 decline in payrolls. Now, Saz, we always talk about that there's not necessarily a one-to-one relationship between ADP and the government figures that we're going to get on Friday. It's more just directionally it can tell us what's going to happen. We've been getting warnings left and right from the White House, from economists, that the numbers on Friday is going to be ugly because of Omicron absenteeism. But this really just kind of puts a fine point on it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, this is, I think, Julie, the last print or the last number you want to hear if you are nervous about the markets. This is a big, a much worse than expected headline print here for the ADP employment report. You really get the sense that Omicron is still weighing on the U.S. economy. And keep in mind, coming into this report, not every Wall Street firm was looking for a decline on non-farm payrolls on Friday. Really, one of the only estimates I've seen out there, I believe, was Ethan Harris, who came on with us last week, looking for 150,000 decline on headline non-farm payrolls here. So not a good number. Clearly, the economy lost momentum coming out of the fourth quarter into the first quarter here because of the variant. But again, not a good headline here and not a good way to start the session.
Yeah, and just to give some more details on this, service provider employment down by 274,000, according to this number. It's the biggest drop since April of 2020. It was led by leisure and hospitality, which is perhaps not surprising, right? We saw a lot of establishments actually close down for several weeks in some cases because folks were sick and were not able to come to work or on concerns that there would be the spread of Omicron if those businesses remained open. It wasn't just Ethan Harris, by the way. There's a number of, I think about a dozen of the economists surveyed by Bloomberg have negative forecasts for Friday's number. The deepest drop, by the way, is being predicted by PNC's Gus Fauché, if I remember correctly, a 400,000 drop. So we'll have to see how it actually shakes out.